episode number 1219 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Marianne Hawkins. How is everyone doing? Let's get to it with today's topic. Tomorrow.
This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by
Podbot Door AI. Okay, let's get to it.
Indianapolis set an unprecedented record in the second wave, and India has seen the highest number of homicides in a single year in its history. Homicides have risen from 4 in 2018 to 14 last year, making Honduras the most dangerous country in the world, according to the UN. For the past 3 weeks, the state government has imposed Sunday closures in Bhopal, Indore, Jabalpur and Gwalior, and last Sunday extended the closures to other cities. The state is also working on more containment zones, which are tightly sealed off in cities with high fall rates, Chauhan said. Indore, the country's largest city, continues to have the highest daily rate of cases in the city and state. Tomorrow we will produce a set of fact sheets and methodological guidelines for European cities to serve as a toolkit. Such a process will be based on existing methods and approaches successfully applied by flagship cities and those involved in the project. Tomorrow, cities will be supported in implementing innovative forms of governance based on the concept of transition management, in order to facilitate and accelerate a sustainable transition through participatory processes of visioning, learning and experimentation. Tomorrow will also be the development of practices of the energy transition communities to promote and transfer the knowledge generated by the project. We will share our methodology with supporters in each city and support pilot cities in developing their roadmaps. The project will see 6 cities serve as pilot crossings on European territory and develop transition plans until 2050. As project partners, we are led by the European Commission, the International Energy Agency and the United Nations Environment Programme. Tomorrow is a project funded by Horizon 2020 to enable local authorities to lead the transition to a low-carbon, sustainable energy future for Europe's cities. European cities that put the Paris Agreement and the objectives of the Energy Union at the heart of their energy policy. As a result, cities will be able to play a key role in implementing the EU's energy strategy for the next decade. Power Tomorrow is a Virginia group that opposes the introduction of greater competition for monopolistic utilities and provides a platform for former regulators to champion the interests of utilities. Power Tomorrow has used its position as a member of the American Legislative Exchange Council and the Energy Policy Institute to advocate for utility deregulation. Based on the latest guidelines, discrete supercell developments appear to be widely dispersed, which could support the risk of severe storm developments, although the extent, focus and details remain unclear at this stage. Given the potential for strong winds, heavy rain, thunderstorms and thunderstorm surge, strong initial storm development may be accompanied by a risk of large and damaging hail, with activity increasing as damaging wind gusts become a greater threat, with the possibility of some tornadoes. This includes the ability to generate wind gusts of up to 100 km per hour in some areas of the state. In these 2 weeks, I feel like I have pledged my damaged goods and I am sure that my success rate will suffer. Feel free to soften the bittersweet Stockholm syndrome and return to your adventures, and I am ready to go. A shaft of sunlight clouded the mud in the clearing, and I stomped in at 6:44 p.m. I looked in the mirror and followed a line of wires as if it could lead me to where I really was, while the blurb sounds like something that could actually work, or could even be taken seriously. The opposite is true. Nothing is out of place, and everything makes for a delightful and incredibly emotional reading experience. Survivors often remember how beautiful it was on that beautiful day, how much they loved that day. The way the author describes the atmosphere of his scenes is so breathtaking, and as the shadows lengthen and become charcoal stains, the city becomes snow-covered ash, disappearing with the breath of the wind. The snow is falling so thick that it looks as if the stars themselves have fallen to earth in their place. It is voiced by a man whose skull is glaringly exposed, his mischievous hair threaded with silver wire crosshairs. Kasenik's picture hangs before my eyes, a transparency superimposes the cafe menu, and fair trade organic information leafs over a bag of beans. I float wherever I look, but I am marked when the white light that flows through the window
is marked when I burn myself. She's back in her basin crying, so I put her down for a moment and just hold her tight and sing to her until she calms down. When we talk, we spend a lot of time together and ask about the Beatles and what certain lyrics mean to us.
Simka listens carefully and always listens to what I have to say, as if she is listening to the main news.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Marion and this was episode 1219 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See y'all next time.